The caravan of Central American migrants moving north toward the United States has reached Mexico City. The group's expected to split up as it approaches the U.S.-Mexico border. Organizers and human rights workers expect the majority to apply for asylum in the U.S. Right now, there are dozens of people camped out in a line at the port of entry at San Luis Rio, Colorado, Sonora, Mexico, seeking asylum. We sent KAWC's Victor Calderon to find out more about who they are.
There are two ways to apply for asylum in the United States. One is to cross the border illegally and, once caught, ask for asylum. The other is to approach an official port of entry, like the one here in San Luis, Rio Colorado, and present your claim to a border agent. That's what dozens of people here are doing. Stretched along a fence on the Mexican side of the port are dozens of blankets, many emblazoned with Disney characters, tied into makeshift tents. They cover migrants escaping the warm, late October sun while they wait to make their claim of asylum to a U.S. border agent. Occasionally, you can hear the laughter of children from under the blankets. Most of the people here are women and children. Zeneida Barrera is from Guerrero, a state on Mexico's southern coast. Like others here, Barrera has been in line for over a week. She says her community is poor and violent. She worries about what she calls delinquents running the streets. In January, the State Department issued a travel advisory for Guerrero, along with four other Mexican states. Guerrero, home to the resort city of Acapulco, is considered a level 4 risk, meaning do not travel there. The notice warns of armed groups operating independent of the government. The level 4 classification is the same one the U.S. has given to war-ravaged countries like Libya and Yemen. Barrera was about 6 places back from the front of the line. She hoped to speak to an agent within a few days, but she says agents are only speaking to a few people a day.
Tengo un primo.
If approved, she says she will join family she has in Alabama.
Yo me llamo Ulises Hernández y soy de la ciudad de Guatemala.
Further down the line, we meet Ulises Hernández. Hernández looks to be in his mid-40s. He is dressed in a gray t-shirt, jeans, and a baseball cap. Hernández is one of the few men in line, and he has traveled a long way to get here. He's been waiting in line about 5 days. Originally from Guatemala, Hernández says he was with a caravan traveling north from Central America. But when the group reached southern Mexico, he caught a lucky break. Hernández said he was in the caravan that originated in Guatemala, but he met a man in southern Mexico who helped him arrange a ride in a truck to San Luis, Rio Colorado. I asked Hernández what kind of people were in the caravan, and if President Donald Trump's characterization of them is accurate. Like him, he says many are just trying to escape poverty and crime. He says his country of Guatemala just isn't safe. And he has a message for those who wish harm to the caravan members.
He said,
may God help you that you are never in a situation like this, because it's tough living out on the streets. Hernández has already given his name to border agents here and says he's waiting for his interview. Most observers expect the caravan will break up into smaller groups as it approaches the U.S.-Mexico border. Members of the groups will then have a choice. They can cross the border illegally between the U.S. ports of entry and then ask for asylum when apprehended. Or they can join lines like this one at the port of entry in San Luis, Rio Colorado, where migrants say they face wait times of up to 2 weeks. Media reports say the caravan, now in Mexico City, is reorganizing itself and may reach 5,000 people before it resumes its journey north. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.